It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Over the next few days, we're going exploring along the edge of Britain. The idea isn't to focus on seaports or fishing villages, but on the shipping areas off its coast. Britain is, after all, a maritime nation that once boasted the world's largest navy. And as NPR's Philip Reeves tells us, even the names of shipping areas in the surrounding seas are embedded in the British national psyche.
This is a story about a strange institution. The British call this institution a national treasure. It's not a painting or a palace or a prince. This treasure is made only of words.
And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency.
For many Britons, the shipping forecast is woven into the fabric of life. The routine's the same every night. You finish your cup of tea, put out the cat and lock up, hop into bed, switch on the radio, and serenely drift off to this.
There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber.
The British Isles are an archipelago, measuring about 900 miles from top to toe. Plenty of people make a living from the ocean. Wild weather on the high seas matters to them. Yet many more Britons are landlubbers who know nothing of currents and tides. Plenty of them are also devoted listeners.
I definitely don't, you know, have any sort of natural affiliations with the seaside.
Sally Crook is from a farming family in the English county of Wiltshire. Wiltshire is landlocked.
You listen to the shipping forecast?
I do listen to the shipping forecast. Even in London, I listen to the shipping forecast, yes. You know, it is always the same places mentioned in the same order. It is soothing.
Fourth Tyne. Northwest, backing west or southwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 4.
We're a seafaring nation from the very beginning. We're an island country, and so it's all our gateways. It's everywhere that you can come into or leave the United Kingdom. The shipping forecast goes there and tells you what's happening there.
Nick Harkaway is an author and a landlubber and a big shipping forecast fan.
I think maybe for the Brits it's a little bit like a Swiss watch. When you hear the ticking of a Swiss watch, you know that it'll continue to do that in this regular and perfect way forevermore. It's the symbolic British calm, perfectly predicting the sea moving out into the world and so on. It's an identity.
Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest, backing southwest later, 5 to 7.
That voice is BBC announcer Arlene Fleming. The BBC's Radio 4 broadcasts 4 shipping forecasts every day. Fleming says it's the forecast in the quiet wee hours after midnight that has an especially mystical quality.
There is a natural rhythm to it, almost a wave, a rhythm, you know, just like the sea. It's wonderful. It's almost like poetry to me. You know, and I've had so many people write in to me and say, you know, I like to listen to you reading it because you've got there's a lovely rhythm to it. And I say I always think it is a poetical work. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, northwest, backing west or southwest. I've had a few cards, a few Valentine's cards about the shipping forecast and things from anonymous people, which is very nice.
Valentine's to you?
To me, about the shipping forecast.
Saying how much they love.
Yes, indeed. There was one just saying he'd gone to sleep listening to the shipping forecast, and he awoke. Listened to it, thought he'd died and gone to heaven. A bit over the top, but how lovely. 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9.
The shipping forecast covers 31 sea areas. That's a huge expanse of water.
They extend all the way up to the furthest one is probably southeast Iceland. That's the furthest northwest. And then we've got another area right down in the far south called Trafalgar, which goes all the way right down to North Africa.
Alistair McCarty of Britain's Met Office says that you can get the forecast these days on sat-nav, mobile phone and the internet. Yet seafarers still often tune in to the BBC.
There's actually a particular piece of music which goes out called Sailing By. The reason behind using the music is an identifier for people tuning in on long wave. If they're out in the vessel out on a wild, windy night, say in the middle of the North Sea, then they can tune in. If they hear that music, then they know they've actually got the right frequency and they can listen to the shipping forecast.
Back Back in their beds, Britain's landlubbers slide off to sleep to that same music. So ingrained is sailing by in the lives of some that they choose it in death too, to be played at their funerals.
It's not an unusual request, which again is another way of sort of strengthening this hold which apparently the forecast has on so many people that they even want it played after they're gone.
Peter Jefferson was, for decades, the voice of Britain's shipping forecast. He read the forecast on the radio for 40 years, then wrote a book about it. He remembers when the BBC decided to change the time of the nightly forecast by just 12 minutes. There were demonstrations outside the BBC's London headquarters.
And there were people even marching outside Broadcasting House. I mean, it was that that intense. With banners, it was quite an amazing sight, really.
The plan eventually had to be scrapped. The shipping forecast is not always taken so seriously, though. The Brits also find it funny.
South Utsira, North Utsira, Sheerness, Foulness, Elliotness.
The weird and exotic names of the shipping areas seems to appeal to a British sense of the absurd, and therefore to humorist Stephen Fry.
If you will, often, eminent, 447, 22 yards, touchdown, stupidly.
Nick Harkaway, the writer, recently tried his hand at a spoof and posted it on his website. It went down rather well on Twitter.
Lloyd Harriet, Papal, Embuscades. Sheepcroft, 4. Overall, there will be some nostalgia fading later into tourism before midnight. There is no prospect of rain.
British musicians have also drawn inspiration from the shipping forecast, says Jefferson.
There's something here from Blur's album, which is called Park Life, and the lyric from a track entitled This Is a Low, referring to, you know, a low weather system. And into the sea goes pretty England and me, around the Bay of Biscay and back for tea. Hit traffic on the Dogger Bank, up the Thames to find a taxi rank. Sail on by with the tide and go to sleep, but the radio says, this is a low, but it won't hurt you. This is a low.
No artist, though, has captured the baffling, mystical appeal of the shipping forecast, quite like this man.
Dogger, Rockall, Malin, Irish Sea.
The late Seamus Heaney, the poet from neighbouring Ireland.
Green swift upsurges, North Atlantic flux, conjured by that strong gale-warning voice, collapse into a sibilant penumbra. Midnight and closed on.
Moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor. And that's the end of the shipping forecast.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.
And tomorrow, Philip will take us to one of those exotic shipping areas, a place called Lundy.